Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Nigeria has ranked 8th in the list of most happy countries in Africa, according to the World Happiness Report. In Africa, Mauritius emerges as the happiest country on the continent, boasting a happiness score of 5,902. Its extremely happy landscapes and diverse culture undoubtedly contributed to this high ranking. However, given the economic challenges prevalent in Nigeria, which manifested in terms of business collapse, an exodus of multinationals, an unstable foreign exchange market, and the attendant rise in standards of living, inflation, and high cost of living, should Nigerians and Nigeria still be top 10 in this ranking? Do we really have what to be happy for? Well, let's hear from some Nigerians.
Yes, we have a lot of things and a lot of reason to be happy. Nigeria is not as bad as we portray ourselves to the whole world. And it's the way we portray ourselves that the other countries, the world see ourselves. Nigeria is not as bad. When you go out, you know that Nigeria is a very lovely place to be. If we are happy with ourselves. It's only the insecurity we are talking about. Go out there. Some countries are worse than Nigeria. I'm not saying it's good. We pray God to intervene and let our leaders be able to stand up for us and make the Nigeria more secure than what it is now. But let me tell you, Nigeria is one of the happiest country in the world. And we have what it takes. Yes, we have what it takes, a lot self, to be happy. Look at other world. You see earthquake. You see so many disasters, natural disasters that are disturbing in the world. We don't have them in this country. We live happy. We eat what we eat the right thing. We may not eat what we want, but we have things to eat. Talking about being happy, Nigerians being a happy people, yes, I agree with it. We are very happy people. No matter how the situation in this country, we the people in the country creates an avenue for ourselves to be happy. The situation on ground does not deter us to live peacefully, to live happily with ourselves. We even when the situation is so bad, you still see people making comedy out of the situation. We laugh, we make ourselves happy. Me as a person, no matter how the situation, even in my home, outside my home, I try to see it as the situation cannot last forever. So I try as much as possible to make to bring out the best out of every situation that comes out of my way. I make myself happy because sitting down thinking about something you cannot change cannot do anything for you except to make situation worse for you.
My name is Brahimo Abubakar.
Yes, Nigeria has been rated as the 8th happiest country in Africa. And yes, I do think that there are so many things to be happy for. First of all, as a people, we believe that God has created us and has given us life and given us health free of charge. So that alone is what we'll be happy for. Again, happiness is a way of sending away stress. You can choose between stress and happiness. So it's a very good thing to be happy so that you don't let yourself to be weighed down by the issues of this world and the problems around us. So for me, I think happiness is and it's free, so just have every good reasons to be happy.
Happiness can be subjective and influenced by various factors, including the socioeconomic conditions, personal relationships, health, and cultural values. Despite the fact that Nigerians are facing lots of ups and downs, economic disparities, political instabilities, and so on and so forth, we still have strong family bond, cultural richness, and resilience to the face of adversity. Happiness is actually not solely determined by all these external factors, but by individual attitudes, the perspective, and the ability to find joy in everyday moments. So Nigerians, like every other country, we have the capacity to find happiness and meaning to their life. That's why I can say we're very, very good in this social media influencing now and social media engagements, social media marketing, content creation, okay, in general. Yeah, so amidst everything we're going for, we still have people that are using it to improve the economy, creating jobs, something you can do at your leisure time, just be yourself and still make people happy, release people of their stress and everything they are going through, just shake body now. Now, the main thing is social media. Social media is taking over everything, and I can say by just creating content, just doing what makes you happy too, more like creating happiness for yourself. Yes, then finding joy, and I think our everyday moments, day-to-day moments too, and everything, and seeing how we are standing strong amidst everything, it's a thing of joy.
Those are some Nigerians there speaking. What defines happiness? After the break, we would find out. This day.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are asking if Nigeria deserves to be ranked 8th happiest country in Africa while looking at what constitutes happiness. Now, the World Happiness Report is a report by the United Nations that measures national happiness. According to the report, the data is primarily sourced from the Gallup World Poll and based on respondents' ratings of their own lives. Now, what constitutes happiness and how can Nigerians keep finding happiness in the little things despite the situation of the country? A behavioral change practitioner educates us.
Okay, so my name is Tosin Odedele. I'm a behavioral change practitioner. Yes, we do. We do. We have enough things to be happy about, because when we look at the definition of happiness, we have every reason to be happy, and we have every reason to be ranked at that particular number in the on the continent.
Okay, how would you define happiness for you to say we have every reason to be ranked? Because we see the things that happen in the country, the economic situation, people are losing money, people are losing their businesses, people are finding it difficult to feed. So,
Okay, so this particular report that you reference is a 2023 report, and when you define happiness basically is a state of, is a positive state of being pleasant, being contented, and somewhat of joy, okay, and to some extent satisfaction. And if you know an average Nigerian, is positive-minded, or optimistic, so to speak. You understand? So if we look at it from that point of view, we would say that indeed an average Nigerian is a happy person.
Okay. Now, one of the ways at which they came about the rankings was by finding out individually, how their level of happiness as individuals. So as an individual, how can you, you know, make yourself happy? Like you said, Nigerians have a positive mindset, but not everybody have the ability to find happiness in the little things around them. So as an individual, how can you build, you know, a positive mindset and create happiness for yourself?
Okay, so one of the factors that is responsible for happiness is social relationships and family and friends. And you would agree with me that to a very, very large extent, Nigerians are communal in nature. And that's why during festive seasons, we would always find the means to travel long distances to be with our loved ones and the rest of them. Take for example, the last Christmas celebration. In spite of the fact that the transportation fares were on a very, very high side, and coupled with the discount or what would we call it subsidy now that the federal government gave in terms of transport fare and all that, we still had a large number of people that made that long journey to their various villages and homes and all of that to just be with their loved ones. So if a large factor for happiness is social relationships, ability to be able to mingle and be in the midst of the people that you love, you trust, and you want to bond with. Even in a place like Abuja, for example, you would see where people have their unions and associations where they meet once a month or twice a month, as the case may be, and people want to be a part of those communal settings and associations and unions that gives them a sense of belonging and all of those other things. So, and when as and for as much as you are in terms or in connection with those small groups, okay, you would always find reasons to be happy, reasons to feel a sense of belonging and joy and fulfillment on the long run.
All right. So finally now, it's World Happiness Day. What's your word to Nigerians to stay happy beyond the situation of the country? People are complaining. People are finding reason to stay sad. Feeding is becoming something else. Families are going through the worst. We don't even want to look at the insecurity and the kidnappings. So what's your word out there to Nigerians to find joy in the little things and stay happy against all odds?
So the first thing I would like to say is that we should develop this heart and mind of gratitude. Okay, it's a very, very basic lifestyle that we must have if you're going to maintain a positive and an optimistic mindset. We need to be grateful. It may seem like there's nothing to be grateful for, but if you truly think deep and look around you, you will find various reasons to be grateful in the midst of everything that is happening. So let us always cultivate that mindset of gratitude, whereby we are grateful even for the little things, while being hopeful that things will get better and things will improve. Because to a very large extent, there are a lot of things that are not within our control that we can actually say it is what I'm going to do that will make this thing happen and all of those other things. So for as long as there are a lot of things that are out of our control, for the things that are within your control, be grateful. Have a sense of gratitude about what it is that you're doing. Then I also like to encourage Nigerians that this is the time whereby you can't afford to be away from your loved ones. So I talked about social relationships as one of the factors that can actually lead to a sense of happiness, okay? So it's important that we stay connected to those bonds, that we stay in tune with our family and friends, that we are consciously, you know, cultivating those relationships that will help us find reasons to be happy and help us to be able to overcome whatever situation or challenges it is that we may be going through at this particular point in time.
That was Coach Tosi Odedele, a behavioral change practitioner, speaking. According to Marcus Aurelius, a former Roman Empire, remember this, that very little is needed to make a happy life. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up this episode of Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Stay happy and bye for now.